And Chaitanya Nitai are waiting for us all to enter the eternal dance party at Shiva Sangam. We're in this Siddhavat. The Lord has come to a place in South India called Siddhavat. There's a banyan tree there. And there must be some pastime about why it's called the perfect banyan tree, but it's not told. And Lord, this is Ramchandra territory, Shiva territory, Vishnu territory. There's no Radha there. Once you leave UP, the end of your darshan of Radha. Because outside of UP specifically, which means specifically Rajmandal, Jurassic Coast, you won't find Radharani anywhere. And Lord Chaitanya is there, and he's accepted the home of prasadam in a Brahmin's house. And he's left him, and he's on his way out of town, going to another holy place. Ganda Kshetra Tirte Kailas Ganda Darshan Trimat Aila Tahandeki Trivikram. He went to Skanda Kshetra. Skanda, of course, is the name of the son of Shiva and Durga. Ganapati, Ganesh, and Skanda is also known as Kartikeya. And there's a temple apparently dedicated to him. And Lord Gauranga visited that temple of Kartikeya. From there he went to Trimat and saw the Trivikram Vishnu deity. Puna Siddhavataila Sevipragar Sevipra Krishnanam Laya Nirantara. After visiting Trivikram Vishnu and south, the Lord returned into the village of Siddhavat, where he again visited the house of the Brahmana, who is now constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that's the influence. Before meeting Gauranga and having Lord Gauranga at his house, the Brahman was chanting Ram Nam, Nirantara Ram Nam Lao, Laya. Ram Nam, Ram Nam. And then he was liking that. But somehow, by being with Lord Chaitanya, he started chanting Hare Krishna. So this is the preacher's prabhav, the prachar shakti, the power of the preacher, because behind the preacher, of course, Gauranga is God. But behind the preacher is the karuna of Krishna, Radha. All the shakti is there. Krishna shakti, vina tari pravartan. That the naam, kali kalera dharma, Krishna naam sankirtan, Krishna shakti vina nahi tara pravartan. Without the shakti, no one can establish the name. So Krishna and his shakti are traveling together in one beautiful form. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha is mixed with Krishna to create this Gaura Kanti and Gaura, this Mahabhav of Gauranga. And we're seeing he touched someone's heart by his presence, by his words, and he encouraged him. He said, you're chanting Ram Nam, well, why not chant Hare Krishna? Because three times you chant Ram, 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 then you get the same elevation of consciousness and even more by chanting one name of Krishna. Krishna. Ram is there. He's already contained. And he thought, I don't know. I'm a lifelong devotee of Ramchandra. And I live here near the deity of Ranganath. Maybe this is Ranga Kshetra. It's not saying that. But he saw Gauranga took darshan of Ramchandra, then met a brahmana in that town. Or the brahmin, rather, met him, maybe at the temple even, doesn't exactly say. He's seen a deity, then he's getting invited. So possibly he's taking darshan of Raghunath, Lord, the Lord of the Raghu dynasty, which is another name for Ramachandra, and then seeing this exalted personality, Yati, Sannyasi, then the cordial Brahmin invited him for lunch, which he gladly accepted. And then, of course, you know, wherever a devotee goes, he tells people to chant Hare Krishna. You know, like I just met a taxiwala, gave him some prasad, a mantra card, a Hindi book, and said, can you repeat this mantra, Hare Krishna? And I said, Hare Krishna, bullying. Then he said, he thought he was very smart, and he recited the mantra, but kind of upside down as they usually do. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. I said, not exactly like that. I said, listen tightly and try again. Repeat after me. And so I told him the Maha Mantra. And I said, Rose Ye Mantra Japo or Apko Krishna Prem Sukh Shanti Milegi, which I memorized as my Sankirtan line when I give out a Hindi Maha Mantra card. Rose means daily. Rose, ye mantra japo. Every day chant this mantra. Or, apko, you, apko, Krishna prem, which is the, comes first, which is desirable, most desirable. Krishna prem, shuk, shanti, milegi. You will attain Krishna Prem, and you'll be happy, and you'll be peaceful also. That's the last thing. We don't care so much about peace. We want love. And if love makes us anxious, we become anxious by the impulse of love. If love makes us peaceful, we become peaceful by the presence of love. Love makes the beloved and lover dance in a variety of unlimited emotional experiences. Sometimes you go become so depressed by your lover, you cry all night and wet your pillow. And sometimes you become so thrilled by your lover that you dance down the street chanting their name. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Isn't it? We all have a lover, secret to the world, but known to each other. I know your lover. Illicit lover. You have an illicit relationship with Radha and Krishna. No one knows except him and his guru, Pujipat Srila Prabhavishnu Maharaj, I believe so. A very learned guru bhai of mine that knows about 9 languages, I suppose. And he has a master's degree in Hindi. And he knows how to speak Hindi. And he spent 17 years in Bangladesh, so he knows Bengali. And he's from England or Scotland, so I don't know, maybe knows Sanskrit. He knows music. He's quite a talented individual, that's for sure. And very influential. Oh, he knows Russian too. Icing on the cake. When he's a brahmachari, he learned Bengali. When he took sannyas, he learned Hindi. And now he went to Russia, he learned Russian, which is maybe a little difficult, I would imagine. But with a brain like that, I think he can learn anything. Prabhupada gave the name Prabhavishnu. So he came back to Siddhavat because he wanted to see what happened to the seeds I planted in the heart of that jiva. Does my sangha have any power, any influence? So we should take instruction from this example that when Lord Chaitanya went somewhere and told him to chant the holy name, that it transformed Ram Bhaktas into Krishna Bhaktas. Because they had not yet come to Ruchi or a Sakti or a Bhava. Bhava at the level of, obviously it was a Sakti. He had Ruchi. Kirtaniya Siddhari, I believe, is that's Nishta. So to always be chanting Nirantara Ram Nam, that means Nishta with Ruchi also. So it's not like black and white. There's Ruchi coming in Nishta and there's a sakti coming in Ruchi, and there's bhava coming in a sakti, and prema coming in bhava, because bhava is the prema ankur, it's the root of prema. So they're overlapping there. And so he wasn't clearly defined that his siddhadeya is in Nitya, Ayodhya, Dham, and Vaikuntha, and that he has a sarup to serve Ramachandra. And even then, that may be the latent fact of his existential identity. But by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he'll get there a lot sooner. As I said, three names of Ram equals one name of Krishna. And Lord Gauranga is the propagator of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is supremely powerful now time, then time, 500 years ago. Ram Nam has been being chanted for millions of years. And people are getting perfection by that. It's certainly a means of perfection. But again, he returned and he had effect. And we find in our limited expression of the mercy of Gauranga, carrying maybe 1% of his kripa, that we fledgling, almost Vaishnavas, Vaishnava prayas that we are, when we try our best to show compassion and encourage someone to chant the holy name and begin the process of Krishna consciousness, that it's effectual. It is what has made this ISKCON movement spread all around the world for the last 40 years. It's devotees like you and me asking someone to chant Hare Krishna and chanting on the streets and chanting in the colleges and chanting in the dormitories and chanting in our rooms in the college. That vibration goes on and makes devotees everywhere. I met one hitchhiker. He came to stay there. I met him in Los Angeles airport. And he said he was from Baltimore. And so we gave him a magazine telling him he should chant Hare Krishna, a young chap, 20 years old or so. And then later on, when I somehow by fate arrangement, I ended up the temple president in Baltimore where this person lived. And he came to the temple and said, remember me 10 years ago or 12 years ago? You gave me a BTG and told me to chant Hare Krishna. Well, I did. I read it and I started chanting. And I'm initiated by Ravinder Sarup. I said, well, what do you know about that? I think it was Satsarup. It was some Sarup. It was Satsarup, actually. I said, well, congratulations. That's the power of the holy name. So Lord Gauranga has returned there, and this we see, so above, so below, like father, like son, like father, like daughter. So we, sons and daughters of Gauranga, are asking everyone everywhere to chant Hare Krishna. And people are doing it. And becoming devotees because of their good fortune and the blessings of the holy name. So we just push the car. The car has an engine, but the battery's dead. So we just, a couple guys get together. Maybe you're strong. You push the car by yourself. Boom! And then he gets in the car in Calcutta and drives to Bombay. And they say, how you got here? I say, well, it all started with a push. Push from a friend. So when they get to the spiritual world, Krishna will say, how did you get here? Oh, it started with a push. A push from a Sankirtan devotee. He gave me a push start by giving me your holy name, and I ran with it. And I just kept running with it, and I ended up in your lotus feet. This is the power of the Maha Mantra, which we're experiencing. And we have experienced hundreds of times. Everyone else also has. So again, he came back. Puna siravata aila se vipragare se vipra krishnanam laya nirantare. He returned to Siddhavat, to that Brahmin, at the same house, and he was now, he changed his nirantara. Nirantara was still there. He was still much, very much absorbed in nishtha and ruchi, but now it was, Ram got the back seat, as they say. Ram put on the back burner. Instead of the same phrase, instead of was Ram Nam Nirantara Lai, then it was Krishna Nam Laya Nirantara. The Brahmin was now constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna Nam. Bhikshakari Mahaprabhu Tanre Prashna Koila Kaha Vipra E Tomar Kon Dasha Hoila. Dasha means situation or practice, or like Shravana Dasha, the situation of hearing. Dasha. So he finished his lunch. Again, he took Bhiksha there. Then Mahaprabhu says, Mahaprabhu, Prashna. He said, do you have any Prashna? Do you have any questions? Which every preacher always does. Do you have any questions? Give some prasad. Do you have any questions? My dear friend, Kaha Vipra, Etomarakon Dasha Haila, please tell me, what is your situation? What is your position now? Purave, and then Lord Chaitanya is going on. He said, Purave tumi nirantara laite ram nam. Ebe kene nirantara lao Krishna nam. Previously, you were constantly chanting Ram's holy name. Now you're constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna. So you are. What's the situation? Tell me. It seems to be some change here, before and after. Before you were a devout Ram Namika. Now you've just become a Krishna Namika. Then the Vipra Bali, Etamara Darshana Prabhave, Toma Deki Ge Lamora Ajanma Swabhave. It's like Hindi, same thing. It's your Prabhav, Darshan Prabhav, Alokadhan. Just seeing the great devotee, one can get the charity and wealth, Aloka, by a Darshan, to attain Bhava. So he certainly got a lot by cooking and feeding Lord Chaitanya, hearing him chant. It's a very fortunate person. So the... And he says it's a remarkable thing to me, because I'm 40 years old, and since my Balya time, Balya Avadi, from the time of my childhood, I'm chanting the holy name of the Lord. But I've seen you, but upon seeing you, I chanted the holy name of Krishna just once. So just his sight, people would chant Krishna name because they heard him on the street or somehow they heard. Say hi te Krishna nam jivate vasila. Krishna nam spure ram nam dure gela. So he's saying that somehow this has happened. Say hi te Krishna nam jivate vasila. Since then the holy name has been tightly fixed upon my tongue. Jiva vas. That's Vasila. The holy name is seated tightly on my tongue. I guess he hasn't started dancing yet. Before you dance, you go to the dance hall and sit on a chair. Then the mood hits you, then you get off the chair and start dancing on a dance floor. I like to have these bars like that. Dance floor and tables around people. If the mood hits them, they go on a dance floor. Isn't it? You know, I'm not that old. I have seen some strange things in life. Actually, when you look back, it's a really strange arrangement. The whole thing is totally inconceivably ridiculous. Anyway, that's my predicament that Prabhupada rescued me. So it's sitting on his tongue, and I guess if he keeps chanting, as they say, Krishna will start dancing on your tongue. Now, when does that happen? That happens in Bhava. Indeed, since then I've been chanting the holy name of Krishna. The holy name of Ramachandra has gone far away. Krishna nam spore automatically comes. Ram nam dure. This is almost like the Ramcharitamanas. Da 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 bingo, da 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 tingo, da 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 wam, da 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 bom. Every line ends with a rhyme. This end line rhyme. It's a very sophisticated type of poetry. Most elementary form poetry. End line rhyme. The last word of each pada. This one, this dingo, then this is tingo. This is wa, this is ba. When this is ka, this is do. That's a really difficult poetic form to compose. At any rate, it was for a purpose, to preach to Hindus that can't digest Sanskrit, Ramayana, because they're pagal. So then the merciful Sant Tulsidas put it in common Hindi and poetized it. So then the Nam Rup Gun Leela Mahima of Ram and Sita, The Mariana avatar became popular and well known in Haryana, Bihar, and UP, and all these places, Hindi places. It's in terms of popularity and being read, there's probably 1 lakh of people that have read, for every 1 lakh of people that have read Ramcharitamanas, one has read Ramayana. Or maybe that's not even a good estimate. Maybe 5 lakhs of people. It's like 500,000 to one. So he definitely did a wonderful service. And I, as usual, somehow my mind usually either goes two directions, one to my Gurudev or one to Krishna. I can't help it. It just goes there. So Prabhupada, what, and I'm very happy to say this repeatedly in different settings, what Tulsidas Sant, I should say, Sant Tulsidas did for Ramachandra's Mahima and Leelas by translating the Sanskrit, because he's a pundit, Pandit Tulsidas, a Brahmin, I suppose, and he translated the very difficult Sanskrit into very sweet, very, very, extremely sweet and rasa-filled poetic Hindi. And because of that, he made the glories of Ramchandra widely known, so widely known and appreciated that all over UP and Haryana and Himachal and Bihar, there's Ramlila everywhere, everywhere. This is Radha Kund. And every Brijbasi sees Radha Kund and says, this is Radharani. And every year they go to every house and Radha Kund collect donations to sponsor a 1 month-long Ramayana. 1 month-long. They just finished. And it's set up over by the Shamsan grounds over there by the Prickle Mark. Maybe you've seen. And they got some, you know, fairly halfway decent actors. They hire a troupe. And the troupe works for peanuts because it's Ram Seva. You know, they're all Brahmins and loving people from this whole area that love Ram and Krishna and Shiva and Durga. They love all the deities. In their house, there's Giriraj and Gopal. But they love Shiva and they honor Shiva. It's just, it's like the Brijbasis 5,000 years ago. They honored and loved all the expansions and representations of Giriraj and of Gopal. But Gopal's in the house. And Giriraj Baba, he's a deity for Brajmandal and Gopal. But then, oh, Shiva's no good. I worship Radha Krishna. No, they're all arounders in a true sense of Siddhanta and Bhav. That's something we can learn from Brijbasis if we haven't received that from our previous life sanskaras. They're not so narrow. You know, it's like I love my father, my mother, my grandfather, and my kids, but my topmost condensed love is for my wife or whatever. So they're the same way. They have integrated all the aspects of the paradigm of theism with the proper Siddhanta and Bhav. So they're, without even knowing what they're doing everything perfectly. And when one lives amongst them and sees them, he really appreciates how learned they are and how realized they really are and how spiritually advanced they are by far. We are so bigoted and narrow-minded and prejudiced and limited and have no feelings for the most part. It's like embarrassing to even be accepted amongst them. I'm just speaking as a Westerner. I'm a very fallen one. You're much better off than me, I'm sure. But it's like that. So from this low position, we hope to go forward. So now back to the point of my comparison, that Sant Tulsidas has done a remarkable miracle to benefit the subcontinent of India and everyone around the world who knows Hindi. His book is everywhere. You go to Fiji and you find Ramcharitamanas. And this Ramlila is so amazing. And if the people that are playing Ramlila, they're all pure devotees of Radha and Krishna. But they purely represent the Lila with full heart. And everyone's crying. It's unbelievable. So just as Ram, this particular miracle of divine love has been created by Sant Tulsidas, our Srila Prabhupada has created a miracle of divine love in Bengal, Orissa, and Manipur, and those places where they read Bengali. The written language in Manipur is Bengali. The spoken language is Manipuri. But the king became a Bengali Vaishnava, disciple of Narottam Das, and everybody in Manipur is initiated in Narottam Das Sampradaya. And he required, he wanted all the textbooks, school books, everything was put into Bengali language, even the daily newspaper, so that people could easily read the original Shastras of the Six Goswamis. And to this day, you get the Manipur Imphal Daily, it's in Bengali script with their language. So people know Bengali very well. So Prabhupada took the Bhagavad Gita, which is relatively simple Sanskrit, but if you're a Bengali fisherman or rickshawala or the average person in Kali Yuga, even the Sanskrit, they can't understand it. And look at how many editions of Bhagavad Gita there are. There's thousands in various languages, and they're all upside down presentations. Mayavad, there's Bhagavad Gitas that propound in demigod worship, and it's all crazy, kitschery. So then Prabhupada, as it is, so he took the Bhagavad Gita, 700 shlokas, and he put them into beautiful, unbelievably, that sweet Bengali, you know, rasgullas in your mouth, you know, horrible, sweet Bengali, simple poetry, and it's called Gita Gan. Gan means song, I believe. Gita Gan. And they've sold like 50 million copies. Or 100 million copies, something like that, Mayapur BBT. And people everywhere, they have this, it's a little tiny book, it's just the shlokas, you know, like a Gita Press type of thing. Those little mini Gitas, they have mini Gitas in Hindi and all. They have one Gita that it's as big as like a earplug box or something, you know, it's 1 inch by half inch or something. They have the smallest Bhagavad Gita ever printed, and then they have one like this big, with print this big in Hindi, you know, for really old people, you know. Tahino shminyata. One page is one verse, you know. Tahino shminyata. It looks like some chart when you're learning how to say ABC, you know. Or you go to the eye doctors, and they have a big A and then a small A. Well, can you see that? No, I can't see that. Can you see the little line in the bottom? No. Try this. Oh, yeah. You need glasses. So this is, Prabhupada has become, Swami Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada is all through Orissa, Bengal. He's so famous. And the glories of the Father is the happiness of the Son. And the glories of the Son is the happiness of the Father. So we're certainly so overjoyed by that. So this is Ram Nam that I was just reminded of this whole thing when I saw the poetry. This Ram Krishna Nam Spore, Ram Nam Dure. Because that's the Dure Spore. Spore means manifest. Dure means dur, difficult. Durgati, difficult going. The material world is difficult going. It's a fortress, prison house, you can't get out. Durga Dham. So Dura means difficult, far, far away. Durvas. So he said, Ram Nam ran away. I don't know where it went because Krishna Nam has taken over my being. Balyakala Haite. Many devotees are like that. Many devotees are chanting Om before they join. It was a very popular mantra in the 70s. I was one of those personalities. And we were in a Raj Yoga group or school. And for so much they preferred the chanting of Om as a means to absorb oneself in the meditation and so many sutras of Patanjali. Since then, so he says that it's gone far away. Balyakala haite mora sobhave kahai. Namera mahima shastra karya sanchai. He's going on here for several It's interesting. It's quite a, he gives quite a long talk about this, and I think we'll start that tomorrow.